The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Host Rick Rodriguez. Welcome to today's program. Donald Trump. He is the John Wick of the political world. John Wick won't die. They may have to try to assassinate him. One way or the other, continuity of government is deeply involved in the attempted destruction of Donald Trump and his present campaign. Continuity of government. Deep state. This is a deep state operation. Senior executive services operation. And they are trying to destroy Donald Trump. Are they going to be able to? Well, that's the question. I know what mankind is trying to do, but what the Bible says about what will happen to Donald Trump? I'm going to repeat again, briefly, Donald Trump is in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings. Donald Trump is the seventh king. Jimmy Kennedy Carter is the first king. Ronald Reagan, number two. George Bush Senior, number three. Bill Rockefeller Clinton, number four. George Bush Jr., who are actually the father and son, are from Germany. They're called Scherfs, number five. And the Kenyan, who would become president, Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Muslim Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, is number six. Number seven, the noble king, Donald Trump, the king with honor. I know I'm upsetting quite a few people. If you view Donald Trump from the perspective of what the Bible says, you'll see him in a different light. Because he is also in a prophecy in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2, and 3. On the day that Solomon dedicated the temple, when it was finished, the building was completed, it was that day that Donald Trump fulfilled that prophecy. He visited Israel, and he prayed toward the temple from the Wailing Wall. At a distance, he prayed toward the temple. So, like him, dislike him, From the biblical point of view, it's irrelevant what the people of the world think, their opinions, their attitudes. But what God says, that is what is important. He is the noble king, the honorable king. He is an individual put in a position as president of the United States of America in 2016 to fulfill prophecy. In 2020, he fulfilled prophecy again, becoming the president of the United States, but he must continue a short space. He would only be in the White House for a short period of time, but he would continue as president outside the doors of the White House. That prophecy is still in motion, but he must be replaced by an eighth king, an eighth individual who had been president once before. Our Constitution, after a president has 8 years in the Oval Office, he can no longer run again. He is not allowed to run again. So one of the seven initial kings or presidents of the United States of America, the final seven presidents, must resume power again. What I feel, what the world feels, what the Democrats, Republicans, the opinions they have of Donald Trump, really doesn't matter. What God said must happen so that he can prove that that God himself used men to write the Bible and document what would happen in the 10 years before Christ returns. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
We're all doing a lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/makemoves.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters?
It's evident that the United States of 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago is not the same country. We're not the same country. We have morphed into something that is unimaginable. The people in this country, the reason they're concerned is because the police don't arrest the criminals. And when they do, the criminals get out. They go before a judge. They're released to continue criminal activities. There's no justice. There's no rule of law. There is a cancer, a plague within our culture. And the truth is that what has happened to this country cannot be reversed. It's too late. You cannot rehabilitate a government that has evolved into something like a monster. Something that is like a beast system. It does what it wants. And there's no reversing. You cannot reverse what has happened to this country. You can't, even if, let's assume that conservatives were able to occupy the House, the Senate, the Congress at the national level, federal level, that every state would have conservative governors, you still would not be able to rehabilitate this nation and what this nation has become psychologically. We have reached the point as a collective, as a group, as a society of hedonism, paganism, straight out Satanism, of every, the heart, every man doing what is right in his own heart, doing what he feels is best for him, murder, commit sexual violence, sexual acts, this nation is doomed for the landfill of history. It will be just a matter of time from this point to the point when, going back to my first segment, it's just a matter of time before, in the riddle of the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America, the seven kings are all mentioned. I mentioned them in the first segment. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, Present Truth for the 15th of January. Of these seven individuals, these seven presidents, the seventh one is Donald Trump. His political career is about to end. It appears as if there is the possibility that he could resume power once again. The political world and the families that rule this country don't need to worry about Donald Trump, because he's not going to resume power. He's not going to take back the White House. They don't have to worry about their lies getting the public to believe that once Donald Trump takes the White House once again, he's going to become a dictator. There's going to be martial law. He's going to round up Hillary and these people and put them in jail. No, he's not going to do any of that. He doesn't have the power to do that. There's only one way that these people will be dealt with. they can only be, you might say, prosecuted in a court, and it won't be the courts of man. It will be in the judgment halls of God Almighty. It'll be standing before this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And when they stand before him, there won't be any attorneys present to represent them. No one will represent them. They are all guilty, and guilty is charged and punished accordingly. Donald Trump is not that person. Donald Trump is just allowed by God and ordained by God to bring distress to these people. And he is doing that. They can't sleep at night. They believe that they know God put him in. They knew that he's in the prophecy of Revelation 17, verse 10. They know he's the seventh king. But again, he's not the final king of the United States of America, the final president. The final president is Barry Satoru. That's the Christian name of Barack Obama. Barack Obama, while we're all looking at this madness, is working behind the scenes, getting ready to return unlawfully. He can't return legally. He has to return unlawfully. The Constitution must be destroyed, violated. It must be neutralized, voided. It's got to be void. Donald Trump, yes, he is still a threat to these people because he is the individual that knows their system. He knows who the power, where the power lies, and he knows where that power is. And I'll tell you, it lies in two secret societies that are working together. Pilgrim Society out of New York City, Pilgrim Society out of the city of London. He knows who they are. He knows what he's up against. He knows he's not against the... They control the U.S. military, all branches. They control continuity of government. This is one of their deep state systems. They control senior executive services. This is another one of the apparatus of control, continuity of government, senior executive services, the American military industrial complex, those who build everything, who direct everything militarily, internationally, the political system that we think is, you know, our hope, we can put hope in that system. It does still, to some degree, afford us some freedom for a short period of time, a little bit longer. You know, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab just came out, and they're trying to build credibility once again. Credibility, not with you and I, but with the nations of the world, the nations in the global south, in South Africa, South America, the global east, in the Asian nations. They're trying to build, you know, repair the damage that has been done, because their plan to rule the world has been exposed. And the world and the nations of the world know they can no longer entertain the thought of staying in a network of people who worship Lucifer. Illuminati, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, all of them. Rosicrucians. I'm just barely touching the tip of the iceberg. Knights of Malta, all these secret societies of Europe. The nations are onto this. These people worship a god. They worship not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God that created all things, not the potter who actually takes clay and molds clay. There are some vessels that are going to be destroyed, some vessels that are going to be given glory. They don't worship that God. They're at war with that God. They're at war with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's why they don't like the Catholics when they pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They don't like that. They don't want you to bring the Holy Spirit into the thought of the Holy Spirit into anything, because they know that it is the Holy Spirit residing in the spirits of his people internationally, like Donald Trump. This is what they fear. They know Donald Trump is a born-again Christian. Even the Christians argue, is he or isn't he? We look at his fruit. He did this, he did that, he must not be a Christian. Well, that's Pentecostal thinking. You're born again one day, saved one day, and then you lose your salvation the next day. But you do something good, oh, you're saved again. You do something bad, you make a bad choice on a executive order, oh, you're no longer saved. That's elevator salvation. For those that are not Christian, that's a concept in the evangelical churches. If you do bad, you lose your salvation until you repent. And that's not how it works. Even Christians that are born again, we have the nature of the devil in us. We're dying because the nature of the devil is death. This is why we die. That nature is in us. Donald Trump is a born again Christian. And the devil worshipers know that. Barack isn't. Reagan wasn't. Bush Jr. and Sr. weren't. Carter, he is a social, there's a term in the Christian community, social gospel, do good works type of a Christian. No, I don't believe he's a born-again Christian. He ran as a Christian, but the day that he took office, every Christian, I think four levels down, was released from government duty in his administration. Now that's fruit. That is Antichrist. Donald Trump is short, little time longer, but not much longer, and he's going to be finished. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love my slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills
for a peace throughout the land.
That's the song I hear.
I'd like to teach the loud.
Oh, I remember the old hippie days, the old new age period of time where, peace, brother, well, those days are gone. The new age movement morphed into something deeper, into a much more sinister, occult, secret agenda. And the agenda was always to make America a satanic nation. It has happened. I've talked about this before. I'll just remind the new audience, or present to the new audience, that at the end of the last century, the Satanists in this country boldly proclaimed that this century that we are in presently would be a satanic century. The occult world has taken over Washington, D.C., has taken over the seven hills of hell that go deep to Gehenna. And out of those seven hills, look at the evil that is like smoke coming out of a huge open volcano spreading over the land. The filth of Egypt. In Egypt was known for its idols. And now every man or every people generally are worshiping whatever idol it is that pleases them. Sex can be an idol. Murder can be annihilated. You can worship, you know, tools. You can worship, you can enjoy murdering people. It becomes idolatry. You can't escape it. Then you have Sodom and Gomorrah. The sex sins of Sodom and Gomorrah are now the sins of the United States of America. And what do we export? Perversion. What do we export? Idolatry. What do you think Hollywood is? We export everything coming out of Hollywood to the world. Going back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the individual who was the eye of the hurricane that would give the people of this country a period of time where the evil would subside. The winds of evil would slow down. The heavens would open up. There'd be blue sunny days once again. But the Bible states, and I've used this analogy before, that once Donald Trump is completely out of office, as he exits, evil will descend upon the United States of America like this country has never known. And the beginning of that evil, that day, will be when Barry Satoro resumes power in the White House. This may be absurd, but so you see, right now, there is a group of people, deep state, and when I say deep state, I mean occult forces. I don't mean a men and women who are neutral spiritually. No, they're not neutral. They are anything but neutral. They do worship. They are, in one way or another, involved with secret societies. This is Molly Hemingway. NBC reports the left is plotting ways to have military not be under civilian control. This dangerous and unconstitutional usurpation of power is being framed by NBC as good because it will undermine Trump if he is freely and fairly elected by the Americans. They're not just in a political party with a political view, with a political objective to win the White House. No, these are people in the occult. A satanic century. We have been in the greatest period of satanic influence since Joe Biden illegally ousted, or until these people removed Donald Trump from the White House. This is the power that the occult world has. Now, also, this is out of clandestine, war clandestine. Holy crap. NBC News just admitted the deep state exists. A network of public interest groups and lawmakers are quietly devising plans to prevent Trump from using the military to carry out retribution. Retribution. They know Trump is going to win and know what he's all about and what he's about to do. Well, they don't sleep at night. But I'm telling you, they might as well just rest easy, watch a good movie, smoke a cigarette, have a drink, and go to bed, because Trump is not going to resume power again. Revelation 17:10 states clearly he will not resume power. Barack Obama is the only person that can be the last president of this country. He's the final president of the United States of America. Donald Trump is going to leave political position shortly. He's been told that if he doesn't, he may be assassinated. There were, and I believe there is still plans to replace Donald Trump, and the person that may replace him still to take his place to run for president on the Republican side still may be General Flynn. But supposedly, very shortly, Donald Trump is going to begin to realize that the deep state continuity of government apparatus is going to be a pauper. He's going to lose everything he has. His family needs to leave this country.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
You might think that's a little too much, but it's actually really not. The good news is that the people who have caused the suffering in our time, the suffering of people internationally, there is a judgment coming. Joe Biden, along with Donald Trump, is going to shortly leave his position. He doesn't have a position of power. He's not the president. He's an imposter. His wife, Dr., that's a laugh, Jill, she doesn't have to change his diapers anymore. She doesn't have to do anything for him anymore. She doesn't have to, when nighttime comes and he gets, what do they call that, there's a syndrome, sundowners. She has a staff to take care of him. That is what she is. Dr. Jill is a nurse. So his political time is over. Donald Trump's is over. In this country, with the states, when Barry Satoro resumes power, when the Constitution is destroyed, when we go to a new system of law and order, the states as we know it will no longer exist. It's too complicated to allow governors of these different states to oversee what happens in these in the states. It's easier, as many know, to have 10 regions. And with the 10 regions, then what you do is you appoint someone to each of the regions, and then he has methodically right on down the line to the local, to the cities. The cities will be cut in half or quartered, and you'll have someone just like the old Soviets or the Chinese, the Japanese. You know, you have these high rises in Japan. Well, each floor has someone who sits at the elevator doors to document when you come, when you go, where you go, what you bring, who you bring to your apartment or your condo or whatever, your residence, whatever you want to call it. There will be, I think, 10 regions. And I'm going to tell you who I think is going to run the western region along the coast, which is probably going to be California, Oregon, and Washington. It will be the present governor of California. This man, people are saying that he's going to run for president, the president of the United States in the future. I don't believe so. Newsom will be one of the governors, one of the heads of the districts in the Pacific West. How about in the Central District? Well, my own personal view, if he's alive, if he lives, if he possibly, and I most likely he will be Jared Polis. Texas, Buttigieg, all these people that have been faithful to carry out Barry's objectives will be promoted. I'm not so sure there will be any appointees that will be women. You know, Barry goes along with the way that things are. You know, we have to be politically correct. But once he destroys the Constitution, there's no such thing as political correctness. There will be total control. And I don't believe he will appoint any women to run any of these districts. This is what I see and I say is coming. When Donald Trump There will be a day when he will be, God will release him from his duty as a seventh king. And as a seventh king, you might say he will, they're trying to dethrone him, but it will be actually God will go ahead and dismiss him with honor. And eventually the people in this country will realize this was an honorable king. He tried to do what was best for the people. He tried to do what God was directing him to do. Make mistakes. We all do. That's in God's hands. We are not, we're not going to be his judge and executioner. So if you want to believe that that is in the hands of the American people, no, it's not. He is in the hands of a just God, and he stands before a just God, and God is the only one that can determine anything.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
And very shortly, I say, the real wizard will be exposed. If you read Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, read the whole chapter. It's talking about the United States of America. It's talking about, it talks at the end of the chapter about the nations or the powers in the world that will agree with this coming Antichrist to destroy America, and with the American people and with this audience. So what do we do? Well, we transition. We begin to think in the future terms of what's coming. What is going to happen? What does the future hold for us? This isn't the time to think that we have another 30, 40, 50 years. We can turn things around. This country can be saved. Even the Christian people, they have their favorite verse is that if we who are called by God's name, if we change our ways and repent, God will restore the nation. That's to the nation of Israel. That's not for the American people, and that's not for the United States of America. That's for another nation called Israel. These wars that we're in presently are in the Bible. We cannot change anything. The reason Christ has to return is because if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And for the animal lovers, that means little Fifi and, you know, Bandit and all the little creatures and the farmyard creatures and all the cats and the dogs and the chickens and the geese and the ducks and the rhinos and the elephants. The real rhinos are the real rhinos. We really like the real rhinos that walk on four legs. The other rhinos, they need to go extinct. They need to become extinct. Even those creatures, if Christ doesn't return, they will be destroyed. But when he does return, it says that he is going to destroy those who destroy the earth. He's going to destroy the climate, those people responsible for climate change. And what Christ is going to do, there's going to be a real climate change. He's going to take a nature and the natural, the oceans and the lands and the forests, he's going to restore them to their original perfect glory. That's what he will do. And this is what the world wants. And at the same time, he is coming to punish the wicked, the those who have destroyed the earth, those who have caused misery, suffering, anxiety, death, torture, all of it. That's what Christ is going to do. And presently, people don't want Christ to rule over them. But I promise you that when people are suffering at the hands of evil people, even these people that support these wicked people, when the wicked people turn on them, start to torture them, steal from them, cause them misery and hardship, these people who supported the wicked are going to begin to cry out for justice. They're going to ask for justice. And guess who they're going to ask to help them? They're going to ask Jesus Christ, because they're going to say, we now believe, we see the evil of these people, we repent, we want justice. Without justice, we lose hope. This is what Christ will do. Let's visit tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet, our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.